Paper 72, Section 6. Old Age Insurance. This nation is making a determined effort to replace the self-respect-destroying type of charity by dignified government insurance guarantees of security in old age. This nation provides every child an education and every man a job. Therefore, can it successfully carry out such an insurance scheme for the protection of the infirm and aged? Among this people, all persons must retire from gainful pursuit at 65 unless they secure a permit from the State Labor Commissioner which will entitle them to remain at work until the age of 70. This age limit does not apply to government servants or philosophers. The physically disabled or permanently crippled can be placed on the retired list at any age by court order countersigned by the Pension Commissioner of the regional government. The funds for old age pensions are derived from four sources. 1. One day's earnings each month are requisitioned by the federal government for this purpose, and in this country everybody works. 2. Bequests. Many wealthy citizens leave funds for this purpose. 3. The earnings of compulsory labor in the state mines. After the conscript workers support themselves and set aside their own retirement contributions, all excess profits on their labor are turned over to this pension fund. 4. The income from natural resources. All natural wealth on the continent is held as a social trust by the federal government, and the income therefrom is utilized for social purposes, such as disease prevention, education of geniuses, and expenses of especially promising individuals in the statesmanship schools. One half of the income from natural resources goes to the old age pension fund. Although state and regional actuarial foundations supply many forms of protective insurance, old age pensions are solely administered by the federal government through the 10 regional departments. These government funds have long been honestly administered. Next to treason and murder, the heaviest penalties meted out by the courts are attached to betrayal of public trust. Social and political disloyalty are now looked upon as being the most heinous of all crimes,